Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 157 of the Citrix Session. I'm your host, Andy Whiteside. I've got one and one guest only with me today, Monica Grismer. Monica, how's it going?
It's going well. Thanks, Andy. Good to be here. Glad you made it back safely from your skiing adventure. No broken bones, I think, or am I wrong?
No broken bones, but my spirit's broken, not because I went skiing, but because I came back.
Sure. Fair enough.
My son and I are on the chairlift. He said, what do you want to do, Dad? Later, you know, rest of your work career. And I'm like, I just want to do this. I want to take customers skiing and hang out and talk to them.
I feel like there's a market for that. I'm sure some of the listeners would be down.
I just got to get, maybe I can do podcasts from there and then turn around.
From the ski lift. Yeah. I have a friend that actually calls me from the slopes.
Oh, I do it all the time.
Yeah. Just
all the time.
AirPod in, skiing down a mountain.
So, Monica, before we get going, let me do the commercial. If you're listening to this podcast and you're a Citrix customer or a Citrix user, or you're involved in the Citrix ecosystem and you are not getting everything you can out of the platform, which you're not, because there's more than you get out of this platform than most customers realize. I'll say all customers realize. I meet with people every day that are still just publishing apps, and that's all they think Citrix does. If you're that person, or maybe you're doing a little VDI, but it's only 10, 20% of your users, and you're not using it for the rest of the company or the bulk of the company, then you need a better partner, and that is Zintegra, because we can show you how you can take further advantage of it. I get people all the time tell me Citrix is expensive. It is not expensive if you use it for what it's worth, like what we're going to talk about today. If you use it for what it's really worth, it's not that expensive. All right. So Monica, since you're on, we decided to do one of your blogs, and I apologize in advance because this is from early in the year, early January, which, you know, it feels like January is yesterday, which it kind of was.
Where did March go is my question.
So this blog is from January 25th, one of yours, and says, new year, new budget, reduce your endpoint spending with a BYOD program powered by Citrix. Mm-hmm. I'm going to kind of tee us all up a little bit. New year, new budget. Okay, whatever. Zintegra doesn't have our budgets done yet. So maybe we're like a lot of companies. We're still working on it. But what you're really pointing out is you can reduce your endpoint spending with a BYOD program powered by Citrix. And I'm going to tell you, Zintegra has all but eliminated our BYOD program. But here's why, and that's because we're managing our devices in a very traditional fashion, and we also have our Citrix-enabled workspace that we have available to our employees. We're kind of doing both because we have so many customers that just don't get it. We have to manage our environment more of a traditional way with, you know, digging moats and putting SASE solutions in place, and we do that. At the same time, we have the Citrix workspace, which if you do BYOD at Zintegra, in other words, you have a Mac or you have your own personal device. I have several devices, two of which are managed by Zintegra. One is not, so I have my own BYOD device. If you do it that way, then you get one way and one way only into our environment, and that is through our Citrix workspace that we have available. So am I anti-BYOD? Yes, only because most people are, and they just don't get it. Am I pro-BYOD? Yes, at the same time, because I've got the power of Citrix, and I have the ability of the workspace to provide access through published apps, published desktops, VDI apps, and SaaS apps, which have the ability to do like a micro VPN connection back in my environment. So do I talk out of both sides of my mouth? I absolutely do. Do I believe in BYOD? Yes. Do I do it 100% here? No. And I think a lot of customers are going to be in that same situation where they need to do more BYOD. At the same time, they need to be able to manage devices. What absolutely. Do you think about all that?
No, I absolutely heard. And that's why we're having the discussion today, right? So some people think BYOD is a bad word. Some people think, or bad acronym rather. And some people are raring to go. Why this blog got created and how I worked with the teams were, we actually had a value engineering team here at Citrix work directly with customers and saw just how much costs and spending they had, just how much cost they had saved by implementing a BYOD program with Citrix.
Hey, Monica, can I pause you there real quick?
Please.
My first day on the job as a Citrix engineer, I met with a company in Raleigh, North Carolina. I drove through a snowstorm to get there, and I walked in, and the guy set us down, and he put on a whiteboard what they had done a study, and they knew exactly how much it cost to own, implement, maintain, monitor, support, deprovision a Windows computer in their organization. I was like, and he put a number up there, it was $2,500 a year. I was like, this job's going to be easy. Because everybody knows it's already expensive to do it the old way. We need to show them a better way. Well, that was the first and last customer 15 years later where that happened. Every customer since can't give me a number proactively around what their PCs cost. Therefore, how do they evaluate BYOD? But right. I start the whole conversation with the point that you know, there's this understanding of your current cost before you can have a conversation around what this stuff costs. And if you're one of those people, which is almost all of you, we've got a program that allows a third party to come in and do that study for you. And then all this conversation Monica is going to cover makes sense to everybody involved.
Yeah. No, that's great. And I didn't know, Andy, that you offered a program like that. And like we said, we have internal teams here at Citrix, but they can't touch every single customer and do it hands-on for every single individual out there. So going through a partner like Syntegra and having that hands-on approach is going to be great. So when we talk about BYOD or bring your own device policies, we have a number of customers, I'm sure a lot of them are listening, that have a plethora of use cases. We're just at the beginning of this blog talking about the reasons why you would implement a BYOD policy. Maybe your users have locally installed apps on native endpoints who work in a hybrid or remote environment. I work fully from home. My colleagues work fully from the office. We have different devices across the board. You also may have third-party contractors or partners who need to securely access resources, employees with incredibly mobile roles who can't sit in an office full-time just based on what their career is, or also thin or fat client users who work in a hybrid or remote setting, maybe have call centers with thin clients, just tons of scenarios across the board. So there's a number of reasons why you would implement a BYOD policy and things that we've heard directly from our customers on how they use their policies. So I'm assuming, Andy, this isn't news to you. This is the bread and butter of what Citrix does. I'm assuming this is what the customers you work with have these scenarios as well.
It's unfortunately a lot of the pigeonholing that customers use Citrix for.
Mm-hmm.
Which has always been my challenge is, okay, you use Citrix for that bad use case where you have contractors or you have bad acting applications that need to work along locally you have local applications, you need applications that can't be local because they cause problems, so you make them remote. And then they just kind of limit the use cases to that. But in this day and age, that use case, the BYOD, people who work remote, people we need one way in, one way out, is more relevant and prevalent than ever. So that part has grown even with the pigeonholing.
Totally. And I think it's also BYOD. You can be in the office as well. I was kind of remiss to not mention that. For me, I'm a Mac user all day long. You can pry my Mac out of my cold, dead hands, which might be a little bit of a little bit weird for, you know, folks that are full-time Windows users, but I love my Mac and I'm on a corporate Mac, but I had a BYOD Mac before and can still do everything I need to do via my virtual desktops and enterprise browser. So kind of getting into it from the jump, but even when I was sitting in the office full-time, still my BYOD policies and management was fully taken care of by Citrix.
So let's jump into talking about the user experience, because that's always the concern. And if you're going to go the route of a presented solution and you're going to do it with anything other than Citrix, good luck. Let's talk about how high definition, what you guys call HDX, which is...
Yep.
Let me explain something real quick. So HDX is the general idea of high definition experience from Citrix. HDX protocol is what we used to call ICA. There's lots of things that make up HDX. All of them combined together in the Citrix world is what leads to this acceptable, if not desirable, user experience for BYOD.
Absolutely. And when you think of BYOD and why it might create pause for administrative teams is it does invite a lot of differences in environments, differences in experiences. Someone might bring their own device or be leveraging a device that has a ton of power, a built-in GPU, and then someone might walk in with a Chromebook or a super dated PC. You don't know if they're going to get the same experience across the board if they were just accessing local applications because of the power of their endpoints. the point of leveraging Citrix inside of BYOD is it's device agnostic. So regardless of how much power your device has itself, since Citrix is obviously managed in a data center, it can be sent to you with our high definition user experience technologies and sometimes be even better than the local endpoint. So if you don't have those high graphics cards built into your PC, built into your laptop, but you need those, you're an offshore contractor, you need these AutoCADs, Citrix can give you more power to your virtual desktop than you may even have on your device itself.
Yeah, it may not even be a virtual desktop. It could be a physical desktop sitting back in the data center that has the ability to do processing things that you're,
yep,
you know, $400,000, $500,000, $600,000, $800,000 endpoint of some type just can't keep up. And you're better off presenting it over a network protocol than you are trying to have it render local.
And even with kind of a plug for remote PC there is during COVID and obviously remote PC, which is remoting back into a physical device back at your desk. So if you do have those thousands of dollar devices that have the high workload processing, you can actually remote back into those, have wake on LAN. So if you're rolling around with an iPad or a tablet and not next to your desk, you can remote into that device at your desk as well. So something that not everyone Citrix knows we can do.
So let's talk about the end all be all in this, and that is EDT Law C. What does EDT stand for?
You had to endpoint. Okay. Now you had to ask me that today.
Enlightened display transport.
Enlightened display transport. Yes.
Enlightened. Is it enlightened?
It is. It is.
And what does that mean?
It is our protocol to make sure that data, your applications come through as clear as possible without packet loss and without loss of the quality. So that's at the basic level.
Right. So it makes sure it's the best bet you have on having a good user experience. And that's the protocol being smart enough to, you know, go from UDP back to TCP if there's packet loss. And also making sure the users, you know, what's refreshing on the screen is the best it can possibly be and still give the user, the human being who can't tell a difference, the best mental visual experience possible.
Absolutely. And EDT Lossy really offers an improved audio and video quality in situations with packet loss. So if not only if the power of the device is a little bit low, but if the network itself is congested or you're having a lot of streaming at once, EDT Lossy just really improves the overall experience.
Yeah. All right. Next topic here is application rollout. So I guess getting applications to BYOD devices, which is almost from a security perspective impossible. Let's just say it is impossible. How does this solve that problem?
So instead of having those individual applications on thousands of corporate devices that you have to touch and manually update, then IT can manage and install applications all at once. So this is known, has been known forever. Again, this is a blog that gives you just a taste of a broader study that our internal teams did. So in this scenario, for one manufacturer that we interviewed, Citrix sped up the entire app rollout process from testing to production by 39 days. So by them implementing Citrix in their environment instead of just using locally installed applications on managed devices, they saved 39 days of testing and production time. Yeah. So the rollout phase of that process was reduced from 40 days to 4 days. There's even more math in the back end that you can check out in the white paper. But that's nothing to sneeze at when you're thinking of time that your admins are wrapped up in, time that they could be doing other strategic initiatives.
Time is money, and this time 1,000%. So I'll tell you one of my stories I've probably told in this podcast before. I worked for a Fortune 500 company, security company, somewhere back in my days. And they were sending 90 people around to 30 different locations to roll out SAP, spending a fortune over the course of a year. And I went to the application manager and said, why don't we just roll this out through Citrix? And the answer was, well, Citrix is very expensive. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Right.
These people camping out in hotels for days and days on end is expensive. Plus, when it's time to update or make changes, you're going to go through the same process. It was crazy. I didn't last there very much longer.
I can see why.
Next section talks about something that people easily get their head around, which is hardware and operations costs. However, when I walk into a lot of accounts, they still can't tell me how much they're spending on this part, which you think would be the easiest part.
Yeah, absolutely. So something that you can kind of wrap your head around is when you're trying to implement a managed endpoint program, you have to factor in the cost of devices, but also infrastructure, software, licensing, hardware, and software operational costs. So again, another piece of our research, implementing a BYOD program powered by Citrix can save, in one scenario, over $100 per user per year, since Citrix can deliver the same cutting edge experiences as a corporate managed endpoint program. So there's no reason not to switch. So it's these, why our team is called value engineering is looking at the broader scope of Andy, of what you were just saying, the fact that it's like, oh, Citrix is expensive, but it's like, have you factored in the licensing and the management and the time of all of the other point solutions that you're using? And that's what we did. We did the math for you, and the numbers speak for themselves. So Andy, I'm curious, you said you can bring in an organization to do this for companies. Is that part of Zintegra?
Yeah, we have a tool to do it ourselves, but if you want a third party to do the cost analysis for you, so it's completely separate from us, in this case, our vendor Citrix, we have a way for someone to come in and do that, and you should do that. Nobody should not know what an endpoint costs them to maintain and operate. And then while we're talking about the cost of all this stuff, I'll throw in one big, you know, wild card in this, and that's the cost of what happens if you get ransomware along the way, which, you know, the value of whatever it costs, let's say it's $2,500 a year per PC, per computer, just went to, you know, $10,000 a year if we're not careful. And that's the trump card in all this for me is, okay, I get it. You don't want to do BYOD. You don't want to deliver. You want to deploy. But what happens when, not if, but when you get that ransomware attack that comes from that device that you went out and spent all this money to buy and implement and maintain?
Absolutely. The ransomware attack, and even if you just think on a more physical level, what if someone loses their device?
Yeah.
But if you lose it on a train, you're commuting, these are for remote employees, for hybrid employees, they're moving around with their physical devices, what happens then?
So back when I was a Citrix engineer, I literally had a point where I did lose my laptop. I was upset about it, but I was also happy because it was literally a thin client laptop, and I was able to walk around and tell that story, which I was excited about. And then like 6 months later, I found it in my trunk.
Good job. But now you can still tell the story. I'm like, did you not intentionally lose your laptop to tell the story? But hey,
I'm just that much of a mess.
I mean, fair enough. We all have our moments, but at the crux of this, yes, it's about end user experience. It's about delivering like local experiences, even through Citrix services, but also having that security, having all of the other capabilities that Citrix can help you with, the centralized management, the operational and IT efficiency across the board. I think it really makes this a no-brainer. So again, personal preference for organizations if they choose to implement a BYOD process or not, based on what works best for them, how their employees are located, etc. But if you are looking at BYOD, it doesn't have to be a series of bad words for you. There are solutions like Citrix. Citrix, in my opinion, is the best to help you.
And it doesn't have to be for the whole company. It could be for a subset of company. People get all hung up on all or nothing.
Yeah,
BYOD might just be a great answer for the marketing department that just has to have those Macs.
Yep.
That's where I started. I started with remote sales directors that needed to be able to dial in over a modem, get stuff done, and a Mac department that's set up on the top floor, that an advertising department, marketing department that wanted to use Macs upstairs. And it was the only way they could get to our SAP and Oracle apps.
Absolutely.
Well, Monica, I'll read the last paragraph here. It says Citrix can deliver any kind of application, which is true. We got SaaS, we got server-based, we have client-based. A lot of people have been using Citrix all these years. They don't know they can deliver either a desktop from a client operating system like Windows 10 or 11, or we can just deliver the application from Windows 10 or 11 in a seamless app. Most people still don't realize that to any kind of device. Anything that runs an HTML5 browser can access a Citrix app, or in most cases, there's a Citrix app called the Workspace app. Over high bandwidth and low bandwidth connections, I'll go back to previous comment. A lot of people have forever just used Citrix, like I did in the early days, over these really low bandwidth scenarios, and they got by with it, but yet they wouldn't use it in the high bandwidth scenarios. Well, you're missing the opportunity at that point, because over high bandwidth, it works even better. People just pigeonhole it into the use case that's are the worst. Plus, Citrix saves you money by reducing spending on corporate devices. Long story short, everybody who says Citrix is expensive, they just don't know what they're missing. And there's an opportunity to gain value in the platform along the way that makes the cost of the annual license pretty much insignificant.
Agreed. And we're working so you can do more than ever with Citrix. I know we've talked about and rolled out new licensing and et cetera, but at the end of the day, it's getting the most out of your environments. And if you need help to do that, you know, we've got Zintegra, we've got folks at Citrix Inside that can help you get more. And that's a huge charter for us in the product teams this year, is enabling folks on these features. We have Citrix Features Explained videos across Citrix YouTube. Our blog site is really active just to showcase what all you can do that you might not know you have access to today. And then at the end of this, again, this all encapsulates a white paper that we did. Take a look at it. It's called Reduce Your Endpoint Costs with a BYOD Program Powered by Citrix white paper. It's at the bottom of the blog we were talking about today. Take a look to see the math and customers like yourselves, how they sit, just how they save money by implementing a BYOD program.
Yep. It's real. And in some cases, it's the only way. But don't limit it to that. It's a real use case for many of your users, and you can really create a barrier between that endpoint and the backend system and do an amazing job of protecting the assets and save money at the same time.
Absolutely.
Monica, I appreciate the time, and thanks for jumping on Monday.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me, Andy. We'll see you soon.
See you next time. Thanks.